Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He kore shoto o shoto da satadaya. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Presence of the Lord. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today we're going to be talking about grace. We're going to be talking about seeing and vision. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Genesis 13:15. God said to Abram, lift your eyes now from the place where you are. Where are you now? I was reminded of the story of Adam and Eve when I was reading that, and they were asked by God, where are you? You know the story, Eve was convinced to eat of the tree of good and evil when they were told not to, and they believed the lie that this is what you have to do to be like God. She did, he did, and immediately they felt ashamed of what they had done and tried to hide from God. But then they heard the sound of the Lord as he was walking in the garden. And the Lord said to man, where are you? And I've always found that very interesting because God's God. He knows where they are. But so I said that to say, sometimes you have to say, where am I? Where am I? And admitting where you are at in life is not a confession of negativity. And it's not a confession of this is where I'm going to stay. But it's saying my present circumstance that is keeping me at this place at this moment is not going to define me any longer of who I am or define this is where I'm supposed to stay at forever. So God knew where they were at, but they needed to say where they were at. So this is what happened, God. This is where I am because of what happened. So I'm going to stay here until I begin to see more than just this. You will remain in where you're at until you begin to see yourself further than where you are at the moment. So sight is very important. Go back to Abraham. Abram, Genesis 13, God told Abraham, said, I want you to look to the north, south, east, and west for as far as your eyes can see. That I'm giving to you. So back, and we begin to read the story of Abram in Genesis 12, 1 and 3. Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, away from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I'll bless you, make your name great. You'll be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you, curse them who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And when I began to read this, I began to see this communication from God to Abraham. Three things there that God said. He said, he's talking about the land of promise. He said, the land that I will show you. He was talking about a national promise. A great nation I'm going to make of you. And he said, a spiritual promise. All the families of the earth shall be blessed. Wow, what a word. What a promise from God. But in order for Abraham to experience and to walk in the promise, he had to first get away from some things. He said, get out of your country, away from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. So God may not tell you to literally leave the county or leave the country or leave the family or leave whatever, you know. But my takeaway from that is sometimes you have to distance yourself from what is familiar. Those things that keep you from seeing beyond where you are to where sin, what God has for you out there and where He is taking you to. The word familiar means accustomed. It means common. And that is one lie of the enemy that needs to be exposed, that keeps you bound to life circumstances, that it's always going to be like this. It's always commonplace. It's just something that's custom. So, you know, my family is like this. It's a generational thing. This is my lot in life. Look what have I done. Look what has happened to me. And so when you begin to talk and act like that, those are familiar spirits that want to keep you bound, naked, and blind to the blessings of God. That's where vision has to come into focus. So, to what He wants to do in your life, for you and through you, it keeps you not blind to those things. So you'll be a blessing to many. Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah, what do you see? In Jeremiah 1, the word of the Lord came to him and says, what do you see, Jeremiah? What do you see? He said, well, I see the branch of an almond tree. And the Lord said, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that. Keep on, keep it on. Hallelujah. Put this one in this pocket. If at first you don't succeed, try again. So lift up your spiritual eyes and look. Your future is not in your past. Your past is exactly what it is, the past. Amen? So the Amplified Bible says, you have seen well, Jeremiah, for I am actively watching over my word to fulfill it. In chapter 12, when Abram got this word from God, he got this word when he was 75 years old. And God gave Abram a name change. And his name was still Abram, not yet Abraham. In Genesis 17, it's when he gets the name change, we read, and he was 99 years old. I'm ministering to a group of older folks this morning, except the young ones sitting up here. Your future is not determined on your age.
And sometimes we get to thinking about our age and we think it's over. But God says, I will renew you to be able to fulfill that which I have purposed and destined for you. Do not begin to look at your age as a determining factor where God has taken you to. At 99 years old, he spoke to that. He gave Abram a name change. God speaks to him. I am God Almighty. Walk habitually before me with integrity, knowing that you are always in my presence. I will multiply you exceedingly through your descendants. Abram fell on his face in worship, and God spoke to him. My covenant is with you. As a result, you shall be a father of many nations. So here at 99, God was reaffirming what he had called Abraham and the promises that he had given Abraham. No longer shall your name be Abram, exalted father, but your name shall be Abraham, a father of a multitude. For I will make you the father of many nations. Abraham, exalted father, to Abraham, a father of a multitude. When we receive Jesus, we've been given a name change, church. Amen. You've been given a name change when you got born again as a son and daughter of God. You have been redeemed. Remember the song we sang? All our lives we may have been called unworthy, named by the voice of shame and regret. But then we hear the whispers of the Father that says, lift up your head. And then I remember that God is not done with me yet. So you've been given a new name. No longer are you called unforgiven, ashamed, unholy, or unrighteous. No longer you are called a drug addict, a thief, or a liar. Those are the voices of the past that keep you in the present and will cause you to be blinded to what's out there. Everything that God has purposed for your life is already there. You're not bringing it up or believing something or praying something that's not already there. It's already there. Not only does he want you to believe it, he wants you to see it. He wants you to see it. See beyond your present. There is more than where you are at the present. You know the scripture in Psalms where it talks about 139, it says, you formed me in my innermost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Give thanks and praise to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And my soul knows very well. So ever since the beginning, before you were ever formed, he began the process of bringing you back into his presence. So I've heard the Spirit of the Lord say, take off the old glasses. Take off the old glasses. The glasses that have only allowed you to see where you are at. I'm putting a fresh pair of glasses on you. One that has lenses to see beyond where you are at. For today, I'm bringing a healing to your vision. We're talking about spiritual vision. I'm bringing a healing to your vision. A healing from nearsightedness to farsightedness that will cause you to see what you've not seen before. Yes, fresh vision. Arise to a new day. This is your point of time, your season of fresh revelation. Run with it. That's the Spirit of grace. Glory to God. He's healing our vision, our eyesight this morning, to see like we've never seen before. With the word that the Lord had Pastor Jerry LaVon to give. Do you see it? Not just believe it, but do you see it happening? Do you see yourself as the anointing of the Lord for such a time as this? If you read the Sunday handout, I wrote some very personal things, and you never know the path that someone walks unless they choose to share it with you. But through the bad and the ugly of everything I've experienced, as painful and hurtful as some of it was, the thing that kept me in bondage more than anything was religion. Being involved in religion to where you are not taught the grace of God. and the love of God and the mercy of God. Because if you can get free in that area, everything else that has happened in your life is nothing compared to the love and to the grace of God. The love of God, the mercy of God, and all that. One day I heard a message about God's grace. And when you get a revelation of God's grace, it will do something to your spiritual vision. It will do something to how you see yourself and the future and how you even see everybody else. And then you hear a message on, Pastor Vern taught a message one time about shame, no more shame. That's who you were once called, but you're not called that no longer. And then they taught message on not defined by your past, seeing yourself beyond your present circumstances. Ephesians 2:8 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourself. It is what? A gift from God. A gift is something that you have to receive. Grace and faith. Grace is what he has already done. And the faith, I found out, it's something that's been already given to us to receive what has already been done. Grace will take you to places you never thought you would go and cause you to do things you never thought you would do, because grace and faith go hand in hand. And when your vision is renewed and your vision is healed to see like you've never seen before, faith takes a hold of what is already. It takes a hold of what is already there. So when you begin to look from where you are through the eyes of faith, your life will take on a whole new meaning, because it's not anything that you've done or that you can take credit for. All you need to do is believe, receive, and then begin to see yourself possessing what is already there. You know, it's not a name or claim it game. It's already there. Just receive it and just begin to walk in it. Paul says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was without effect. Was not without effect. God's grace on our lives is not without effect. Faith is always a now matter. Faith is now to get me to that place. To get you to that place. The vision that you have has been restored. Romans 8:12 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are what? In Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus this morning? Amen? To those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit has made me free from the law of sin and death. So no matter what you've done, there is no condemnation in Jesus Christ. You've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and you are secure in Jesus Christ. But the lie of the enemy is there to convince you that you will never go to where God says you will go. You know, when the spies went out to look, they came back and they said, well, what did you see? Two groups of people had two different visions of what they seen. That's why God is healing our vision, to see us as what he's called us to be as a church. And to do what he has called us to do as a body of believers. No matter what you've done, there is no condemnation in Christ. He sits at the Father's right hand, not as an accuser, but as an advocate. And you are seated. We are seated with him in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. God began to bring back into his presence, us back into his presence, before we were born, because he knows that we can't make this journey alone. He knows that we can't make this journey alone. And that's today's message. God wants to give you a fresh vision of your future. No matter your age, no matter if you've got to the place and you've had all these things that happened to you, whether it's sickness or whatever, he says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And I like that word prosper. It means succeed at reaching its intended purpose. What is the weapon that's been formed against you that will not succeed at reaching its intended purpose? Death. death, not just physical death, because he knows if you die, you'll just go into heaven, but death to dreams and purposes and vision of what he says and who you are in Christ and what you can be in him. Amen. Let's just stand right now. And Father, by an act of faith, we're just going to reach up and see into what you would want us to see by taking off the old glasses that has caused us to stay in a limbo, that has caused us to stay in a place where you say there's more, that we are receiving fresh revelation into what you've called us to as a church and as a body of believers, and the life that you've placed in us that's coming forth in this season is a word, is a life, light to this generation, that we are not defined by our past, but we are now sons and daughters of God, all because of your grace, and everything points back to Jesus and what he's done, because we are now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. His grace, his mercies that are new every morning. And Father, we take on an attitude of faith that we refuse to remain where we are at, because what all things you have for us is there. And by faith, we go to that there. We see ourselves there. We see ourselves in health. We see ourselves in prosperity. We see ourselves walking in wisdom. We see ourselves as a testimony. We see ourselves as praying for people and they are healed. We see ourselves as a witness to this generation of your power. Not looking around at those things around us, but saying that we are the church. We are the finishing work of Acts. That's bringing your saving power to this generation now. Now faith is. Thank you. Name. Pastor, do you have anything you want to share? Next Sunday. Pastor's going to have a word for us. Amen. And I just speak God's blessing over you today. God's to remind you that you are favored. Be expecting. Be on the lookout. Hallelujah. And know that you are anointed today to go forth and possess what God has already said that is yours. Grace that's already there, and faith to take a hold of what the promises of God. In Jesus' name, the church said, amen. Amen.